Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy New Year. It's Thursday, January 1st, 2026. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. A local mariachi group released a new album last year. The group was marking their 25th anniversary, and yet all of its members are under the age of 18.
So it was a really fun new experience being able to be in the booth and share the experience with my peers.
Coming up, we'll revisit our conversation with members of the Delano-based group Mariachi Mestizo. We'll have that conversation in just a moment.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Spring semester registration begins January 14th. More info available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our feature story. Mariachi music, with its distinct instrumentation and singing style, is deeply linked to Mexican identity. This song you're hearing is titled Mazatlan, and it's being performed by the Delano-based mariachi group Mariachi Mestizo. Band members are all students under the age of 18, though you certainly can't tell that by listening. Juan Morales founded the student group 25 years ago after his career with the well-known mariachi ensemble Los Camperos in Los Angeles. Ever since then, Mariachi Mestizo has continued to grow, often with the younger siblings of members who've aged out. Jolene Valencia is a member of the group and is a violinist and singer. Today, we revisit a conversation with Juan and Jolene from April 2025. We talked about the group's new album titled 25 Aniversario, meaning 25th anniversary. Juan starts off our conversation with the group's origin story.
When I left Los Camperos in LA to come teach full-time, I started teaching in a small rural community next to Delano. It's called Rich Grove. And the program there took off, and the kids were really happy with it, and they were playing really well. So when they graduated from the middle school, which it was K-8, they couldn't keep playing as a part of the school mariachi, so they decided to go form their own group. And that's how Mariachi Mestizo was born. And after we had the group figured out, we invited students from Bakersfield, from Early Mott, McFarland, and other towns that surround Delano. And it's been going, usually being renewed every year by the smaller siblings of the current members.
So you all just released a new album through the nonprofit record label Little Village. The album's titled 25 Aniversario, meaning 25th anniversary. Now, Jolene, I know you sing and play violin in this album. What was the experience like for you putting this together and getting to work with your peers on this?
It was a really cool experience, definitely something new for me since I had never recorded with the mariachi before, let alone like sing a solo piece. So it was a really fun new experience being able to be in the booth and share the experience with my peers. Like, it was really cool. I think it was really cool.
Juan, I think most Californians are all quite familiar with the sound of mariachi music. Even Jonathan and I, our producer, were reflecting on memories we had hearing it played at parties or in public spaces growing up. I'm curious, for those who might not be as familiar with mariachi music, how would you describe it, and how is it different from other genres of Spanish music?
Well, mariachi music has a very definite instrumentation that is now standard for all mariachis, which is 6 violins, 2 trumpets, a bass guitar. Many of them have a harp also, and a regular guitar, a nylon guitar, and a vihuela, which is a treble guitar. But it has developed over the years. At the beginning of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, most of the mariachis were just four people, usually a guitarrón, the bass guitar, a vihuela, and two violins. But then it started to evolve into a more complex ensemble. They started playing different genres of music too. They started playing boleros and they started playing rancheras. So the arrangements that they played also evolved, and it became more richer. It became richer and more complex as a genre. It's different from other ensembles, folk ensembles from Mexico, in the way that they have usually different instrumentations. And for example, banda music has only wind and percussion instruments, no strings. Jarocho music is only guitars and harp. It doesn't have trumpets. So there are significant differences in the instrumentation that each one of those ensembles has.
Jolynn, as I mentioned earlier, you sing in the album. I thought we would play an excerpt from that. The song is titled Puñalada Trapera. Let's give that a listen.
Me estoy muriendo.
Wow, your voice is beautiful and very robust and different from your speaking voice. It sounds so mature. So I'm curious when you, first discovered your interest and love for singing and what it's like to get to perform in that way.
So I actually started mariachi because of my sister. And I, of course, started out with violin, not singing originally, since all of our members play an instrument and can also sing. So usually that's how it starts out, with the instrument. So I started playing violin because my sister was in the previous generation of this group. And so I started playing violin and began with beginner mariachis that our studio also used to have. So I rose up the ranks till I got up to mariachi mestizo. And that's when I started singing a bit more, I think, and taking it a bit more seriously. I always did, but I never really got the chance to express myself in the way I have with being in mestizo, I feel.
And now you're on a recorded album, which is amazing. So,
yeah.
One, when you were helping the students put this album together, did you have a particular song that was your favorite or stands out to you?
Yes, I think Cascabel was my favorite, because it has different sections that feature all the instruments of the mariachi. The vihuela has a solo, the guitarrón has a solo, the violin section, the trumpets, and also has a wonderful singer, which is Jojo, really. And it has also choruses. And so it's a very complete song that I really like.
Jolynn, if listeners are interested in seeing you all perform live, do you have any upcoming performances?
We don't have any live like concerts going up soon, but we are available to do private parties and events, so they can look into that if they'd like.
Wonderful. And Juan, if people want to check out the album and listen, where can they find it?
It's available in all the platforms. It's on Amazon Music. It's on Spotify. It's in Apple Music. So just type Mariachi Mestizo and it'll show in there.
That was my conversation from last April with Juan Morales and Jolynn Valencia of the performance group Mariachi Mestizo. At the time, Mariachi Mestizo had just released their new album titled 25 Aniversario. Here's another song from their album titled Dos Palomos al Volar. That means two pigeons while flying, by the way.
Dos palomas al volar dejaron su palomar en el nido.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.